Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing with the 3 minutes of Tehillim. So we are up to Perek Yud Tes, Psalm 19. There are many psukim here that we are familiar with, probably from the songs Torah Hashem Tamima, Mashiv Es Nofesh, Eidos Hashem Nemanim Achim Es Pesi. Pure or holy or perfect are the words of Hashem, restoring the soul, testimony of Hashem, trustworthy testimony, making even the foolish person or simple person wise. Pikudi Hashem Yisar Misam Chelei, Mitzvot Hashem Borah Mir Seinayim, Yiras Hashem Tehorah Amelas La'adim, Mishpatei Hashem, MS Tzadku Yachtov. Very interesting. There's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah that says, if you look at these psukim, there's actually six different phrases describing the Torah or mitzvos, and they each have five words. And the medrash actually says that these six different descriptions all correlate to the different six orders of the Mishnah, the Shishei Sidrei Mishnah. And it breaks it down as follows. Torah Hashem Tamim Mashivas Nafesh, that is the laws of marriages. That's Nashim, because the Torah warns us about how to keep our soul properly engaged in the world of relationships. Then we have Eidos Hashem Namana Machimas Pesi, that is Zroim, agricultural law. You have to be a little bit creative here, but this Mefarish says here that it's trustworthy. The farmer has to trust when he sows his land that he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Ne'emana. He trusts that Hashem will let it rain and that he will be able to have Parnasa. Kudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chelim. These are the laws of the Moadim, the days of Simcha. Mitzvot Hashem Bara Meir Einayim. This is Kachim. Now, what is Kachim? Why is it Meir Einayim? So he says that this is the laws of things that are making the mundane into holy, and it shows us maybe things we wouldn't necessarily see with our own eyes. Yiras Hashem Tehoro Medas Lod, that's Taharos, and that probably makes sense because there's a certain level of Yira, a person has or Tahara, a purity when it comes to Taharos. Mishpatei Hashem, Emet Tzad Yachtav, that makes sense. It would be Gnezikin because you have Mishpat, you have the civil law, you have whatever is just. Another pasuk which we are familiar with, which I want to highlight, is pasuk Tezvav, Yehu l'ratzon imrifi ve'agol nibi l'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. We say this at the end of our Shemona Esrei. David HaMelech says this in Perek Yud Tes, which is after 18 prakim. We say this at the end of our Shemona Esrei, after 18 brachos. What does that mean? We should our utterances of our mouth should be, the ratzon, it should have goodwill to you, Hashem. And then we say something interesting. The hagyon libi lefanecha, and the thoughts of my heart should be before you, tzuri v'goali, should be before you, Hashem. So we're just finished all the Shemona Esrei, and we're saying, Hashem, we've said all the words. Maybe we feel this, I can tell you myself, I feel sometimes this icky feeling that I really haven't said what I want to say deep down. And we're just saying to Hashem, see what's really in my heart, my deepest heart, my heart of hearts, whatever I really want to say, see within my heart. Know, Hashem, what I really want to say. And as Rav Kook says, the soul is always in a state of tefillah. The soul is always davening. We just have to align ourselves. And sometimes we don't even necessarily see it. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look inside our heart and to accept that tefillah.